Genesis chapter 1, starting verse 9. God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with the seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seeds according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, there was morning, the third day. There are two events that happened on the third day of creation. The first is the appearance of dry land out from the water, as well as the establishment of vegetation. Now, when we consider these two events, you may find that your mind could wander and look to other biblical events, references that consider dry land, but also that of vegetation. In fact, for example, when you consider vegetation, there's a lot of different lessons we find in Scripture dealing with vegetation. There is the insight about God being the vine dresser, or where Jesus is with his disciples and he curses the fig tree. There's the parable of the soil and the seed that falls on it. Or maybe you're contemplating and saying in your mind the fruit of the Spirit. It's amazing that at a time of reflection during communion, the days of creation can teach us so much. But as we consider vegetation in day three, I want us to actually look at the dry land. We see dry land appearing out of the water, but this isn't the first time that this has happened, or the only time, excuse me, that this has happened. It is the first, but not the only time. In Exodus, the 14th chapter, starting in verse 21, it says, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left." We see that the water was driven back because the Egyptians, who had let Israel go, were now chasing them down and wanting to enslave them again and bring them back into bondage. This is why Paul references this in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Starting in verse 1, he says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized in Moses, in the cloud, and in the sea." Excuse me. See, one of the things that Paul is referencing here as he's considering their baptism, that of Moses, is that they were escaping bondage, enslavement, pursuing freedom. That's why we're here. See, in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 6, it says, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who's died is set free from sin." See, when the land came out for Israel, it was for salvation, to escape bondage and persecution from the Egyptians. We are here because Jesus provided us that escape from bondage and persecution and slavery to sin. So as we consider the events of day three and how dry land was brought forth from the sea, we are here and can use that as an opportunity to reflect how there was an opportunity for us to pass through, how water was provided to give us a passage away from bondage of slavery found in sin. And so as we partake, we remember our freedom in Christ. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. And Lord God, we are thankful that we can use the days of creation to reflect on what you've done for us. How, Lord God, you provided a strong wind to allow Israel to escape on dry ground through the sea. to escape slavery and persecution and bondage. And Father God, how you provided us your Son, who through his blood gave us an avenue of escape from the bondage and slavery of sin, or from the persecution of the world, to find redemption and salvation. And so, Father God, as we think about that, reflect on that, we pray we never forget it. We're so grateful. And it's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.